Welcome to Hope for Today, a weekly Bible teaching program that will bring you hope for every day. It is good to be with you again. Thanks for being there, and thanks for listening to Hope for Today. Our title today is Details Are Important, and it is taken from Exodus 34. As I was thinking about this title and looking at Exodus 34, I thought about a question I've heard many times over the years. You see, before I worked at Heralds of Hope, I taught school in a small Christian school here in our city. I enjoy teaching, and I still have the privilege of teaching, although now I teach part-time instead of full-time. The question I've heard many times goes like this, or some variation of this. Are we supposed to obey the commandments God gave in the Old Testament? This is a good question, and there are good explanations to this question. I'd like taking them to the book of Hebrews. You see, Hebrews is known as the book of better things. In chapter 8, we're told about the new covenant. And in verse 13, it says, by calling this covenant new, he made the first one obsolete. This is not the only place the New Testament teaches the new covenant, but here it is very clear, and I like how it's taught in Hebrews. This is not to say the Old Testament doesn't matter. It does matter, but we're not expected to practice every law that God gave the children of Israel. And we remind ourselves, this law is not for us. It was for the children of Israel. God has given us a new covenant, and Jesus is our high priest. He wants us to follow Jesus and put his teaching into practice. Many times, Jesus said, you have heard it said, but I say unto you, and he's calling us to a new and better way. Then why do we even have the Old Testament? Is usually the next question that comes from students. Galatians 3:24 has a great answer to this question. It says, the law was our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. The Old Testament is far from useless. It shows us our need for Jesus and how we are justified by faith. We don't earn our salvation by doing good deeds so that we can cancel out all our wrong. I also like to show them how we can learn so much about God's character by looking at the laws he gave his people. This is a big subject, and we could spend a lot of time discussing it. I mention it because our title today is Details Are Important, and it's true. They are. But we don't believe God is asking you to worship by keeping all these instructions as he gave them to Moses. With that in mind, here is Bible teacher J. Mark with the rest of today's lesson.
In studying the variety of religions, I've concluded that any religion that asks nothing of its followers is a religion that's worth nothing. Now, of course, that doesn't mean that the religion which asks the most is worth the most. Israel's religion in the Old Testament was an asking religion, according to the Bible. God claimed their loyalty on every detail. He left nothing, no part of life, untouched. There were instructions regulating every detail of every area of life. And these instructions were not meant to make their life difficult, but instead they were meant for their blessing and their encouragement. There were little things that made a difference in Israel's life. And there are little things that can make a difference in your life, too. For example, if you happen to get a small thorn or a splinter in your thumb, it bothers you, doesn't it? It's just a small thing. It's not bad. It's not big. But it bothers you. And then another example. The letters of the alphabet are small. They're small details. But it's important for you to put them in the right order to make the right word. The fact that details are important is reaffirmed for us in Exodus chapter 34 and verses 18 to 28. So I hope you can follow along as I read that portion of Scripture. That's Exodus 34, verses 18 through 28. And we're thinking about details are important. Listen now as I read the Scripture. The feast of unleavened bread you shall keep. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread, as I commanded you, in the time of the month Aviv, for in the month of Aviv you came out from Egypt. All that opens the matrix is mine, and every firstling among your cattle, whether ox or sheep, that is male. For the firstling of an ass, you shall redeem with a lamb, and if you redeem him not, then you shall break his neck. All the firstborn of your sons you shall redeem, and none shall appear before me empty. And you shall observe the feast of weeks, of the firstfruits of wheat harvest, and the feast of ingathering at the year's end. 3 times in the year shall all your men children appear before the Lord God, the God of Israel. For I will cast out the nations before you and enlarge your borders. Neither shall any man desire your land when you shall go up to appear before the Lord your God 3 times in the year. You shall not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leaven, neither shall the sacrifice of the feast of the Passover be left unto the morning. The first of the firstfruits of your land you shall bring unto the house of the Lord your God. You shall not seethe a kid in his mother's milk. And the Lord said to Moses, write these words, for after the tenor of these words I have made a covenant with you and with Israel. And Moses was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. He neither ate bread nor drank water. And he wrote upon the tables the words of the covenant, the 10 commandments. As God outlined the conduct of life for Israel, he spoke of several areas where details are important. The first area that had to do with the firstborn. This instruction, you might recall, was given to Moses when God spoke with him on Mount Sinai as the children of Israel were on their way from Egypt to the Promised Land. God reminded Moses that the feast of unleavened bread was to be kept in the month of the Passover, Aviv. That was the month when they came out of Egypt, and that was the month when God had said he would pass over all those houses where the blood was on the doorposts, because God's angel of death was going to pass through the land and kill all of the firstborn where there was no blood on the doorposts. And this detail of blood on the doorposts was so serious because this detail made the difference between life and death for the firstborn in that household. The blood of the Passover lamb delivered all of the firstborn. They belonged to the Lord. God said, they are mine. This should teach us the sacredness of life and the importance of detail. God didn't leave anything to chance. He worked it out carefully with the people of Israel, and he helped them to understand how much he loved and cared for them through this experience. The second area, then, where details are important, has to do with the first fruits. I'm impressed how the Lord brought into focus the work week. He said, 6 days you shall labor, and the 7th day you shall rest. It doesn't make any difference what time of the year or what season of the year it is, whether you're plowing to sow the crops, whether you're harvesting the crops, or if you're in between. Nothing is more important than to keep that 7th day sacred and holy to the Lord. It was to be a day of rest for the people of Israel. You know, I wonder what would happen if the people of the world today would observe 1 day of rest in 7 as a religious day, just like the children of Israel were expected to do. I'm sure that great blessings would result. Even science proves that men and even machines function better with at least 1 day of rest a week. Then God said, there were 3 times in the year when every male was to present himself before the Lord. There were 3 annual feasts that God had prescribed for the children of Israel. It was, first of all, the Feast of Weeks, then the Feast of Firstfruits, that was the wheat harvest, and then followed by the Feast of the Ingathering at the year's end. On these 3 occasions, they were to go up to Jerusalem and to present themselves to the Lord. A careful observance the Lord gave them in detail. And God said he would protect them. He said, no one will come and try to steal your goods, take your land, while you're up there in Jerusalem. And then they were also given instructions on how to offer the sacrifice. They were not to offer the sacrifice of blood with bread that contained leaven or yeast, and they were not to boil a kid goat in the mother's milk. God was specific in this and careful to point out to them exactly how to do it. Now, we don't know exactly the reasoning for that second prohibition, but God gave it. He had a reason for it, even if we don't understand it. And the details were important in this sacrifice. This should teach us that all of life must come under the judgment of divine sanctification, whether it has to do with our work week or our worship, or whether we understand it or not. The Lord, through these instructions, teaches us that details are important. Blessing follows our obedience and our understanding. So the first area where details are important was the firstborn, and the second was the first fruits. And now there's one more, the first law. When God gave the law to Moses, this was the first time that he had given a law like this to any people or nation. This was a law of revelation, and God gave it to Moses. God told him to write it down. He said, "Make a record of this covenant that I have made with you." Moses did that. He made a record so the people would not forget. Many times when people are told something, over time they forget. That's how I am. That's my experience. The longer it goes, the less I remember. So God commanded Moses to write down the words of the law, and he helped Moses do it. God gave Moses 40 days and 40 nights to complete the seclusion, perfect quietness, alone with the Lord on the mount, which gave him time to write. And it was a permanent record. He wrote upon the tablets of stone the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. I thank the Lord that this was all kept and preserved through the centuries for us. This first law, Moses was instructed to write down. Here was a permanent record. And so there would never be any doubt or question regarding what God's will is. Surely, this should teach us how God wants His people to do His will. Details are important, as we see from these words of the Lord spoken to Israel about these three particular first things. The firstborn male of man and beast belonged to the Lord. At the Feast of First Fruits, every male in Israel was to present himself before the Lord in Jerusalem. And Moses wrote down the first law, so there would be a permanent record for all people of all time. All of this tells me that we are important to God because He outlined these details so carefully. It tells me that we are obligated to obey His commands. If we are important enough for God to set forth these details, then we certainly ought to pay attention to Him and to His Word.
Thanks, J. Mark, for sharing this lesson with us. It was interesting to hear the lesson divided into three sections, with the firsts being the focus of each section. Thank you for being with us. As I am sure you noticed, we are coming to the end of Exodus. We have been in Exodus just over a year, and now we have two more lessons left. After Exodus, we plan to go through the New Testament book of 2 Corinthians. We look forward to this change and hope you will join us for this study. However, if you have questions about today's lesson, or if you'd like a copy of this teaching, or if you'd like to contact us for any reason, here is how you can. Our email is hope@heraldsofhope.org. If you don't have email, send us a letter. Our address is Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Or you can connect with us on our website. Our website is heraldsofhope.org. On our website, please look around and check out our other programs and resources. Again, our website is heraldsofhope.org. Thanks again for joining us this week. Lord willing, we will be together again next week. Until then, go with God and pay attention to the details, because as we learned, details are important.